On March 8th, 1937, in the town of New London, Texas, a terrible event occurred.
在1939年3月18号，在德州的新伦敦，一个小城，有一件非常可怕的事情发生了。
It happened in their high school in their town.
那件事情发生在他的高中里面。
It was at the end of the day when the students were getting ready to go home.
那是在学校结束学校的一天，学生们准备回家的时候。
And what happened was that there was a gas leak and an explosion and a fire.
当时由于煤气泄漏，然后呢就发生爆炸，引起大火。
And you can see from this picture, it just ripped through the whole building.
你可以从这张图片上看到整个爆炸，把这个建筑物就给摧毁。
There were over 500 students in the building that day, and 294 of them died.
当时那个建筑物里面有500个学生，有294名学生丧生。
Walter Cronkite, a very famous news commentator, said it was the most tragic story he covered in his entire career.
当时美国CBS的那个晚间新闻的主持人，非常有名的一个主持人叫Walter Cronkite，他当时说这是他所报道的新闻中最悲惨的一件事情。After
the war, a new high school was built.
二战结束后，那里就他们又重新建了一座新的学校。
And they took great pride in saying that we had the finest sprinkler system in the entire world.
他们小镇上的人都非常的骄傲，自豪他们觉得他们这座新的建筑物有世界上最好最先进的自动喷水灭火系统。
You can see the sprinkler system in this building.
在这个教会里面，你也看到那个自动灭火装置。
Those are the pipes that are going like this. They have water in them.
你看到那些管子，就是里面有水可以灭火。
And so honor students were recruited, and they took all of the students and all of the citizens through their new building with their new sprinkler system.
所以他们就选出一些好的学生来带领那些市民们还有其他的一些参观者来参观他们这个非常的先进的自动喷水灭火系统。
They said that a fire, an explosion like that will never again happen in our school.
所以他们都很自信，这样以前发生过的这种爆炸还有起火的事件再也不会发生了。
Well, many years later, a new wing, a new building had to be added to the school because the student population was growing.
所以很多年以后，他们学校决定再扩建，加一段，因为学校现在越来越大了。
And they discovered during that renovation that the sprinkler system had never been connected.
所以当时他们在扩建的时候才发现，那个灭火自动灭火系统根本就没有连到水源里面，水源上去。It
looked great on the outside with all the pipes and everything.
它从外表上看上去非常的好，然后什么都看上去都不错。But
there was no power in those pipes. There was no water in those pipes.
但是那些管子里面没有水。It
looked good on the outside, but it had no power on the inside.
所以它外表上看上去非常的好，可是里面其实没有任何供应。
And I think that that is a very good description of many Christians today.
牧师认为这是对现在很多基督徒生活的一种写照。
We look great on the outside.
我们外表看上去都很不错。
We have nice clothes on, we have a nice house that we live in, we drive a nice car, we have a nice career.
我们都有非常好的衣服穿，我们有很好的房子，很好的事业，也开了很好的车子。
But on the inside, we lack the power to live a victorious Christian life.
但是在我们内心里面，我们没有力量过一种基督里面得胜的生活。
Now, what is the evidence that followers today are lacking the power of God?
今天到底我们看看，如果没有过一个得胜生活的这样的证据都是什么？
Many Christians are living defeated lives.
很多基督徒过的生活都是非常的，过着一种非常失败的生活。
Many Christians struggle to spend time with God every day. They just don't have enough time or a desire to be there.
很多人不能够坐下来，静下心来，跟神交流。他们不能够 坐下来祷告。
Many of them are trapped in addictions to sin.
很多人被很多罪的陷入很多罪的沉迷之中不能自拔。
Many are overwhelmed by fear and anxiety and depression.
很多人都陷在恐惧迷惑还有抑郁之中。
Many of them struggle in relationships with others.
很多人在人际关系上都出了很多问题。
It is dangerous to look good on the outside, but not to have the power on the inside.
外面看上去很好，但是里面内心里面没有跟神接通，是很危险的一件事情。
That's why we need to understand the power of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们要今天要来特别的来理解我有圣灵充满的生活。
If we're going to live victorious lives as Christians, the Holy Spirit must empower us from the inside.
如果我们想过一个在基督里面得胜的生活，那我们内心里面必须要有圣灵充满。
Now, I need to start with a personal confession.
那牧师要开始讲他个人的一个经历。
When I was growing up, we called the Holy Spirit the Holy Ghost.
所以牧师小的时候，那个时候英文里面讲圣灵是有点像圣鬼一样哈，所以听起来很可怕。
And as a child, I was afraid of the Holy Ghost.
所以那个时候牧师还是孩子的时候，他对这个圣灵感到非常可怕。
So in our church growing up, we hardly even mentioned the Holy Ghost.
所以牧师长大的那个教会，他们很少提到圣灵。
Our Trinity was Father, Son, and Holy Scriptures.
所以那个时候，他们教会里所讲的三位一体就是圣父、圣子，还有圣经。
But as I've been traveling around the world doing leadership training, I've run into many Christians in foreign countries who have taught me and tutored me in the power of the Holy Spirit.
但是当牧师以后在世界各地旅行，来在教会里训练教会领袖的时候，当地的很多的基督徒教会了牧师来学习圣灵的重要性。
And in recent years, I've learned to rely upon Him, and I love the Holy Spirit.
所以近几年来，牧师就开始信靠圣灵圣灵来帮助他在生活中的很多事。
And what I would like to do today is to invite you to come closer to the Holy Spirit.
所以今天牧师邀请我们每一个人来跟圣灵亲近。
To live closer to a relationship, a daily relationship with Him.
让我们每天都跟圣灵有非常亲密的关系。
I want you to know Him personally.
牧师希望我们每个人都跟圣灵有个人的关系。
So this morning I'd like to look at four specific works of the Holy Spirit in our lives.
今天牧师跟我们分享在圣灵在四个方面所做的工。
The first work is that the Holy Spirit wants to counsel you.
第一个方面的工作就是圣灵可以提醒我们，他可以辅导我们。
Here's a question for you. Who of you would like to have the world's greatest counselor available to you every day?
我们每个人是不是都希望有一个最好的一个辅导师在我们生命中是世界上最棒的。
And this counselor doesn't charge you $200 an hour.
这个辅导的医师他呢不收你一分钱，不会收你一个小时$200。
Now, what are the conditions for this counselor to work in our lives?
但是这位辅导师在我们生命中，他要帮我们的时候有一个条件。
Notice it says, "If you love me, you will obey what I command."
所以在约翰福音第十四章第十五节说，你们若爱我，就必遵守我的命令。
So there are two conditions for the counselor's work in our life.
所以在圣灵在我们生命中做工有两个条件。
We must love Jesus, and we must obey what Jesus says.
我们必须要爱主耶稣，并且遵行他的道。
And when we do that, Jesus promises to give us a counselor.
所以当我们这样去做的话，主耶稣应许给我们一位保惠师。
And notice it says another counselor. That means of the same kind as Jesus.
所以这里讲经文里讲到另外一位保惠师，就是跟主耶稣基督是一样的。
Now you'll notice here this unusual word counselor is in capitals, capital letters.
我们看到在这里这个保惠师的第一个字是大写的。
Because that's a special term that was used at this time.
因为这是一个非常特别的用语，专门用在圣灵上面。
The Greek word is paraclete. It means to be alongside with strength.
所以在希腊语里面，它是讲到是一个辩护人，是一个非常的强的一个词。
It's a word that was used of the Greek fighters, warriors.
所以在这里看到是希腊他们那个战士的讲战士的一个用语。
I need Chen to be a helper here, okay?Now, what I want you to do, you're going to be a Greek warrior, okay? And you have a sword in your hand.
So, 牧师这里给我们演示。
And you're going to fight a battle, and let's say you're going to fight an enemy this way, okay? So, fight the battle.
So, 牧师跟这位姐妹一起来演示他们是怎么样在作战防卫的。
Now, I am going to be her paraclete.
So, 牧师做这个姐妹的保护人。
Which means I'm going to fight the battle here.
所以牧师要跟这位姐妹背靠背的来作战。
Together, we will win the victory.
所以牧师跟姐妹如果一起的话，他们可以打胜这场仗。
Because nobody can stab her in the back.
因为那个背呢，没有自己没办法防备，可是另外一位战士就可以防备。
Because I'm protecting her back.
所以这样两个人一起就可以互相防卫。
A big hand for our Greek warrior.
大家为这位姐妹鼓掌。
Well, that's what the Holy Spirit does. The Holy Spirit protects your back.
所以这是圣灵给我们的生活中的供应，他保护我们的背。
He comes along in the middle of the battle and he fights with strength for you.
所以当我们在征战的时候，圣灵就帮我们。
Because every day of the Christian life is a battle.
我们基督徒的生活就是应该这样的。
And you will never be in the battle alone with the Holy Spirit protecting you.
所以我们在有圣灵与我们同在，我们作战都不会是孤独的。
The Holy Spirit is our strength.
所以圣灵是我们的力量。
There's a lot of times the Holy Spirit as a counselor gives warning to us though.
很多时候圣灵作为一位保护师，他给我们很多的警告。
And if you're going to hear the Holy Spirit's whisper in your life, you need to listen carefully.
当圣灵用微小的声音给我们讲话的时候，我们要仔细的去听。
The Holy Spirit will not speak louder than your smartphone.
圣灵不会用超过你的手机的声音来对你讲话。
He will not speak louder than your television.
他不会像你的电视的大声的话跟你这样来讲。
He will not speak when you're concentrating on work.
当你集中精力做你的事业的时候，圣灵不会对你讲话。
The Holy Spirit speaks when we are quietly listening.
只有当我们安静下来聆听的时候，圣灵才对我们讲话。
And many times his whisper is a warning.
很多时候他的轻声的耳语是一个警告。
There's danger.
那里有危险。
Don't do that.
不要那样去做。
Walk in this direction.
要往这边走。
We're surrounded in our world by warning systems.
我们世界上充满了各样的警报系统。
Does anybody know what this is?
大家知道这是一个什么样的东西吗？
Fire alarm? What do you think? Is this a fire alarm?
你觉得这是一个报警器吗？报火警的器吗？
This is not a fire alarm. What do you think this could be?
这不是一个报火警的器具。
Carbon monoxide, CO2.
是一氧化碳的报警器。
This is different than a smoke detector.
这个跟那个警告烟的那个是不一样的。
Because you cannot see CO2. It's invisible.
因为我们不能够看到一氧化碳，它是看不见的。
You can't smell it.
你也不可能闻得到它。
But if it's in your house, it will kill you.
但是如果你的房间里面有一氧化碳的话，它会让你有生命危险。
So if you have this in your house, and all of a sudden it goes beep, 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 what do you do?
所以如果你家里的一氧化碳报警器响的话，你该怎么办？
You say, oh, I don't like that alarm going off. Somebody take the batteries out.
你会去这样做吗？你说啊，我不喜欢听这个声音，我把它的电池拿掉。
That would be foolish.
那会很愚蠢的。
Because it's warning you of danger.
因为这个报警器告诉你有危险。
And it's the same with the Holy Spirit.
圣灵也是这样。
You cannot see the battle that you're involved with.
你虽然看不到他所作战的那个情形。
But the Holy Spirit warns us of danger.
但是圣灵告诉我们前面的危险。
I beg you, listen to his whispers and his warnings.
所以牧师说，请求你们要来聆听圣灵的警告。
All right, our second work. The Holy Spirit wants to indwell you.
圣灵愿意住在你的心里。
It's a tremendous truth here. In verse 17, it says that he is in you.
所以在约翰福音第14章17节，这里有一个非常的强大的真理，他讲到主在你里面。
Jesus was with his disciples, but the Holy Spirit is going to live in our hearts.
所以主耶稣是跟他的门徒在一起，可是圣灵是要住在我们的心里。
The greatest result is that my family gets a permanent change.
所以这个是一个非常根本的一个变化。
Notice verse 18, it says, I will not leave you as orphans.
大家看到在第十八节这里讲到，我不撇下你们为孤儿。
It says, we will come and make our home with him.
这里主耶稣也在应许这样讲到说，人若爱我，就必遵守我的道，我父也必爱他，并且我们要来与他同住。
The Holy Spirit wants to give you adoption papers, and he wants to bring you into the family of God.
所以圣灵就会过来给你领养的这些文件，要把你收养到这个大的家庭里面。
He wants you to experience the love of your Father.
圣灵希望我们能够经历到神的爱。
He wants to give you the privileges of a son.
圣灵愿意让我们得到作为神儿子的这些各样的特权。
He wants to spend hours in conversation with you.
他想让你与他 和他这些基督徒的这个教会里面能够在一起。
He wants to encourage you, don't be afraid of the bullies in the neighborhood.
所以圣灵会鼓励我们不要被我们外面的那些恶霸所吓倒。
The Holy Spirit radically changes my view of who I am.
所以圣灵会非常的改变我对这个世界上的非常根本的看法。
I'm going to ask you a question. I'd like you to give me a response.
我会问你一个问题，想听听你的反应是什么。
Who are you?
你是谁？
Who are you?
你到底是谁？
Will somebody tell me who they are?
有没有人告诉牧师
？Because of the work of the Holy Spirit, who are you? Does anyone know who they are?
So, 我们有没有人知道我们到底是谁
？You're a singer.
所以周围弟兄说他是个罪人。
We have a singer in the front row. Who else do we have here? Who are you?
别人有没有一个答案？你到底是谁？
Okay.
那位姐妹说她是神所造的。
Let me ask it this way. How many of you are sisters in God's family? Raise your hand.
这里牧师问一下，我们这里在座的在主内的姐妹。
How many of you are brothers in God's family? Raise your hand.
有多少人是在主内的弟兄？
See, when I ask you that question, this is what I want you to respond.
所以当牧师问这个问题的时候，他是希望我们这样来回答。
If you ask me, who am I? I'm going to tell you, I am a son of God.
所以牧师说，如果你问我这个问题的话，我会说我是神的儿子。
That's not because of anything that I've done.
并不是因为牧师做了什么事情。
It's not because I'm a pastor.
并不是因为牧师，他是一个牧师。
It's because of the Holy Spirit.
是因为圣灵。
He has adopted me into his into the family of God.
圣灵就领养牧师作为成为他神家庭的一员。
So now I experience God's love. Now I am a son of God.
所以牧师就经历到神的大爱，他知道自己是神的儿子。
So the question is, how does the Holy Spirit fill us?
但是问题是，到底圣灵是怎么样充满我们？
And I said with the kids, the Holy Spirit fills us when we ask Him to fill us.
所以圣灵会充满我们，只要我们去问。
This is a glove. It's very helpful for hard work.
所以牧师手里拿的是一个做工用的手套。
It's very helpful in life.
是很有用的。
It can get a lot done.
它可以帮你做很多事情。
But it's not very useful now, is it?
现在它在这个桌子上面没有什么用处。
When is this glove powerful?
当什么时候这个手套会有用呢？
When it's filled with my hand.
当牧师把手放到手套里的时候。
This is your life.
这个手套就是我们的生命。
But when you invite the Holy Spirit into you, you become powerful.
当我们邀请圣灵来到我们生命中的时候，我们的生命就有力量了。
The Holy Spirit of God wants to fill you, but you must ask Him to do that.
圣灵愿意充满我们，但是我们必须要去向圣灵求。
The third work of the Holy Spirit, He wants to teach you.
圣灵所做的第三个工作就是他要教导我们。
It's important that you see that Jesus said that the Holy Spirit would help them to remember everything that He said.
主耶稣应许圣灵会来教导我们教导我们一切的道。
That's why I believe this is truly the Word of God.
所以我们才相信这个圣经是真正是神的道。
Because the Holy Spirit helped the disciples to remember what Jesus had said.
所以圣灵会帮助他耶稣基督的门徒来记住耶稣所教给他们的道。
But the Holy Spirit teaches us in the same way.
圣灵也同样的来教导我们。
When we read the Word of God, the Holy Spirit becomes our tutor.
当我们来读神的话的时候，我们的圣灵就会成为我们的辅导师。
He takes the words of God and He applies them to our lives.
圣灵就会把神的话应用到我们的生命里面去。
In verse 17, it says that the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth, and He teaches us truth.
在第十七节，这里讲到我们的真理的圣灵，他会教导我们的真理。
This is a huge issue in the church today. This is a very big issue that's in our churches today that we need to deal with.
今天我们的教会所面临的一个很大的问题就是这样，就是这个事情。
A group of people, researchers from Barna interviewed people that claim to be Christians.
是这里有一个调查，他们调查很多基督徒。
And over 50% of people in the church said that truth is relative.
所以有百分之五十的基督徒说真理是相对的。
Which means that there's no absolute wrong or absolute right anymore.
就意味着没有绝对的真理，没有绝对的错误。
But that's not what God says.
但这不是我们的神所说的。
God says that there is truth.
我们的神说我们有真理。
He gave us the Ten Commandments. He did not give us the Ten Suggestions.
他给我们圣经里面的十大戒律，他并没有给我们十个建议。
And so we have the truth, and the truth can guide us as we go through our lives.
所以神给我们诫命，我们可以来遵行。
This is a map.
这里有一幅地图。
This is what we used to use before smartphones and GPSs.
这个地图就是我们在没有发明GPS 之前所用的。
But if you're lost in Stanford and you want to find your way,
如果你在 Stanford 迷路，你想找到你的正确的道路，
What do you need to do?
你该怎么办？
The first thing is you need to open this up and you need to look at it.
第一件事你就要打开这个地图来去看。
This will not help you if it's in your car and you're saying, I'm lost, I'm not going to look at the map.
如果你放把地图放在车里但是你不去看那你就没有办法来用它。
You will remain lost.
那你就会继续迷路。
But you open it up and then you humble yourselves and you say, I am going to follow the instructions on this map.
但是如果你打开地图你谦卑下来说我要来按这个地图所说的去行。
I submit myself to the truth of the map.
那我就要向这个真理来委身。
And then we have to believe it's true.
我们要相信这是真理。
And say, I believe and I will obey.
所以我们要说我们相信并且我们要去遵守。
That's how a map works.
这就是怎么样去用一个地图。
So let's say that you're a person here today and you're lost spiritually. You don't know where you're going spiritually.
如果我们今天有人在我们的生命中迷了路、迷失，我们不知道怎么样去走。
What should you do?
你应该怎么做？
I'd say open the Holy Bible.
牧师建议我们打开圣经。
Humble yourself to what it says.
我们要谦卑下来。
Believe that it's the truth.
我们要相信圣经是真理的道。
And obey it.
然后我们就去遵守。
I could fill this room, I could literally fill this room with people who have read God's word, not obeyed it, and ruined their lives.
牧师说他今天可以把这个屋子充满了所有的基督徒，他们虽然读过圣经，可是没有遵行，他们生活，他们就自己的生命，完全的没有做行出基督徒的生命来。
Less than 2 hours ago, I was sitting with a wife whose husband had cheated on her, and she just found out this weekend.
所以刚刚在不久啊，牧师跟一位太太在谈这位太太的先生对她有欺骗。
She was just sobbing with a broken heart because her husband did not obey what God had said.
所以这位太太非常的伤心哭泣，因为她的先生没有遵行神所教导的话去做。
And I can also make a promise to you today. I have never met a person who has followed the word of God and said, God ruined my life.
牧师也可以跟大家在这里分享，就是他从来没有在生活中遇到一个人，这个人遵行神的道，然后他的生命被破坏。
If you're lost, the Holy Spirit will teach you the right way.
所以如果你迷路的话，圣灵会把你带到正确的道路上。
Let's go on to our fourth. The Holy Spirit wants to supply peace to you.
我们看圣灵所做的第四个功，就是他会把平安带给我们。
And this is a deep lasting peace.
这是一种非常深切的永久的平安。
It's not like the peace of the world that if everything's going fine, you have peace.
并不是像我们生活中有时候我们一切都顺利，我们有平安。
This peace can be found anywhere and in all circumstances.
这种平安你可以发生在任何时候，任何的环境中。
If your life is filled with fear and with anxiety, you can have this peace today.
如果你的生命中很多的恐惧，很多的迷惑，很多的困惑，你今天可以得到这种平安。
Now the Bible doesn't say it's wrong to be sad.
所以圣经里面并没有讲到你难过是不好的事情。
It's not wrong to mourn.
你如果你在哀痛并不是什么错误。
But God says his peace eliminates fear and anxiety.
但是神应许他的平安会把你的恐惧还有困惑除掉。
And his peace is given to us through the Holy Spirit.
所以神的平安是由圣灵带给我们。
If I were to ask you today, pick out 5 adjectives that describe your life.
今天如果牧师问你们生命，用5形容词来形容你们今天的生命的光景。
What would you pick?
你会选哪一些词？
5, Five words, five adjectives.
五个形容词。
I'm sure many of you would put busy, maybe number one.
很多人可能第一个就是说很忙。
Maybe stressful or stressed out.
可能有人会说非常压力非常大。
I know a lot of you would pick the word tired.
很多人可能会选择很疲劳。
You're literally exhausted today.
今天非常的疲劳，就是完全的。
But here's my question for you. How many of you would pick the word peaceful?
但是有多少人来选择这个词平安？
See, that's where I think the Holy Spirit is absent from our lives because we're not experiencing His peace.
所以这就表示圣灵没有与我们同在，因为我们没有他那的从圣灵来的平安。
But if you're lacking peace right now, you can invite the Holy Spirit to come into your life and give you the gift of God's peace.
所以如果今天你缺乏平安，你可以要求圣灵住到你的心里，带给你神哪里来的平安。
I'm sure a lot of you are asking, well, how can I get the Holy Spirit? I want the Holy Spirit!
所以肯定有很多人会问，我当然想要圣灵，怎么样来得到圣灵？
A.W. Tozer, the great preacher, said, although every believer has the Holy Spirit does not have every believer.
所以这是一个很有名的一个 Tozer 牧师，他讲到，虽然我们每个人都有圣，都可以得到圣灵，可是圣灵并不是给我们每个人同在。
The issue is, have you surrendered your entire life to God?
所以这个问题就是说，你有没有把你的一生都献给神？
Unless you give all to Him, you will not experience the Holy Spirit.
除非我们把我们的一生都奉献给神，我们就不能够经历圣灵的同在。
We have a term that we use for rock concerts called a gate crasher.
所以在在音乐 jazz 音乐里面有一个词叫做破碎门的机器。
It's kids that come to the concert and then they just push the gates down and go in for the concert.
就像很多小孩子去听音乐会，他们就像一个粉碎机一样把那个门就冲破进去。
The Holy Spirit won't do that.
圣灵不会这样去做。
He waits till he's invited.
他会等到你邀请他，他才进来。
And what we need to do is we need to empty ourselves of our sin.
我们需要悔改，然后让我们把我们心里的罪都要除掉。
We need to surrender our entire life to him.
我们需要把我们完全的一生都献给神。
We need to ask in faith.
我们要靠信心去求。
And then we need to obey everything that Jesus tells us and the Holy Spirit whispers to us.
然后我们就去做，神所，耶稣基督所教给我们的一切道，圣灵所提醒我们的一切的道去做。
Let me end with this story. And this is a story of a Lord Baron Radstock.
所以牧师会用这个故事来结束今天的讲道。这个人的名字叫 Radstock， 是英国以前的一位巡爵。
He was a very wealthy English lord.
他是英国非常富有的一位巡爵。
But late in his life, he became a disciple of Jesus Christ and went around speaking about Jesus to many people.
在他生活的后期，他成为一位非常虔诚的基督徒，他到处去演讲。来传扬神的福音。
One evening, he was speaking at a meeting in England, and afterward, he nearly missed his train home.
所以有一天晚上，他在一个英格兰一个地区讲道，他差点就错过了他的火车。
So he ran from the meeting to catch his train.
他就从他的那个布道会，然后跑到他那个火车站去。
And there was a young army officer that was in the crowd that night listening to him.
所以那天晚上有一个年轻的军官在那里听他的道。
And the officer wanted to speak to Lord Radstock.
那个军官想跟这位Radstock 巡爵交谈一下。
So Radstock had gotten onto the train and was sitting by the window, and this officer came up and knocked on the window.
所以这Radstock 巡爵已经上了火车，坐在那个窗边，然后那位年轻的军官就过来在敲他的窗户。
And the officer said to him, he said, I heard you speak tonight. Can you tell me, how can a young fellow keep straight?
所以那个军官就问他说，我今天晚上听你的讲道，我想问你到底一个年轻人怎么样能够一直走当行的路。
And right at that moment, the train started to pull out of the station.
就在那个时候，那个火车就缓缓地驶出了那个火车站。
And Radstock pulled a pencil out of his pocket and he laid it on the palm of his hand.
所以 Radstock 勋爵就拿出从他的口袋里拿出一支铅笔，放到他的手掌心。
And he said to the officer, he said, "Can this pencil stand straight?"
所以这位勋爵就对那个军官说，你知道，你觉得这个铅笔会站得住吗？
And the officer said, "No."
那个军官说，当然不会的。
And Radstock said, "Look at this."
然后 Radstock 勋爵就把那个铅笔啊，用手站立在手心上。
And the officer said, "Yeah, but you're holding it straight."
所以那小伙子就说，当然了，你用手扶着它。
And he said, "Yes, sir." He said, "And this is your life, and this is the Holy Spirit holding you straight."
所以 Radstock 勋爵说，是这样子，这个扶着这个铅笔的就是真理的圣灵，那个铅笔就是你的生命。
See, there's two types of people in this room right now.
所以今天在这个教会里面有两种人。
There's a group of you that think that you can make your life stand straight up by yourself.
有一组人他认为自己可以靠自己站立得稳。
That's not going to work.
牧师认为这个是行不通的。
And then there's a group of people here that say, "I can't do this by myself. I need the Holy Spirit to hold me strength."
另一堆人就认为我自己是站不住的，要靠圣灵帮我站立得稳。
I encourage you to be in that second group.
我希望你是在那第二组人的里面。
Humble yourself before God.
所以在神面前谦卑下来。
And say, "God, I can't do it without you."
跟神讲我自己不能去做。
But with your Holy Spirit, I can stand straight.
但是靠着圣灵，我们可以去站得稳。
Is that what you want?
你是不是需要这个？
Lord, I thank you for the Holy Spirit.
神，我们谢谢你赐下圣灵。
I thank you for His great ministry.
我谢谢你，给我们的这些事工。
That He is a great counselor.
我们的圣灵真的是非常伟大的一位保惠师。
That He indwells us and changes our family status.
他住在我们心里，然后改变我们在家庭里的地位。
That He is a great teacher.
他是一位非常好的教师。
And I thank you for His peace.
我们感谢你带给我们平安。
And I now pray for every person in this room.
牧师也在这里为每个人祷告。
That they would humble themselves before you.
每个人都能够谦卑地来到神面前。
That they would repent of sin.
他们会认罪悔改。
And turn to you to help them stand straight.
然后转向神，靠神来站立得稳。
I ask this in Jesus' name.
我们这样是向主，是按主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.